And for as beautiful a place may be, it is the humans who populate it who turns it into a nightmare. And something less informal may turn out to be something more valuable than a form seeking for values. And in our modern disorientation, a spiritual elevation that discreetly rises from the horizon can always be our goal. And the most naturally prominent places have been abandoned to seek the secure comfort of artificial agglomerations. And the only way we can truly value our existence is to either deeply root ourselves within it or be completely uprooted from it. And not only do bacteria gather where it is easier to be, but are also contaminated by other bacteria willing to overcome them. And it is in the most sublime beauty that humans have a tendency to be most vulgar and destructive about it. And what is left in our social confinement but to either go fancy or keep on switching to other social confinements? And we are anxious to secure our means, only to secure new means and never any actual content. And easily we get trapped by our social obligations and can hardly set back to accomplish our natural ones. And no matter the natural and social constraints, humans will always put their genius to reach the limits. And society needs certified opinions in order to be legitimified as actual truth. And if we keep in mind our goal, we can be assured that the medium with which we want to achieve it is not only one. And whether we shall speculate on one side for our material growth, we shall try to conserve the other for the sake of our spirituality. And for how long are we to follow our call without compromising our natural base? And with our goal clear in mind, once the first steps are achieved, we shall move on to master the following ones. And we betray our natural shelter with an artificial one that is steadier, yet not self-renewable. And the social heroes who take on themselves to rescue humanity are often the least experienced when it comes to living in nature. And being loyal to our nature, achievements may be harder, but life more valuable and enjoyable. And are we to live our present most miserably with the eternal prospect of a much better future? And the simpleness of the natural work is now replaced by an artificial work requiring much more complex procedures to be conducted. And while we should hide what is under development, we should manifest what has been officially formalized. And it is somewhere between comfort and distress that we are to find the correct nutrients to feed our spirit. And all our artificial rhetorics can be blown away unless there is a natural effort which holds them together. And what appears to be so magnanimous from the outside can be so stingy and unjust from the inside. And what really makes the difference is to work out the content into a qualitative result, which can be really thoroughly explored. And when the common problems have been solved, humans create new and more complicated problems. And illusions can very well be eluded, but a rational vision has a big potential to be achieved. And we are forced to be very broad and improvise within the limited possibilities offered by society. And we should make the most out of every circumstance, especially the ones that were not in the least expected. And even in our gray misery, a constant labor can give us a most rewarding outcome. And we shall endure every aspect of reality without any prejudice, but always trying to get its best out of it. And we may really need to experience the other domains before we can fully start to appreciate our own. And a certain perfection can only be achieved while fully immersed in the mastering of a process. And what is poetic is a most sensible intervention on what nature has most gently outlined. And as the means to continue our existence exhaust, we shall discontinue it until new means arises. And we may grow very diffident from a destiny, yet if we insist, new meanings will arise to give it a sense. And the more we become sure to predict our future, the more the future will become unpredictable. And only when comfort gets compensated by discomfort, we are able to rightly proliferate. And we should only go for these places where we feel our nature can keep on developing. And we set our minds to level all our natural aspirations and resign to the social mist. And we shall dose our integrity with the spicing excitement of the social opportunities overdosing us. As for as much as we could be confident about our work, we can doubt humans' ability to appreciate it. And we may contain our frustration to succeed in society by allocating time slot when to systematically attempt it. And even in a most confined place, discoveries may be endless if natural elements are still present. And are we still to find a peak of natural beauty that hasn't been colonized by humans yet? And all the energies we consume to explain our creative idea may be used to create a work of infinite meanings. And a society that attempts to allocate the right space for everyone is certainly more fair than a society that lets their members fight for it. And we alternate between fighting for our worldly illusion and going back to our spirituality after the disillusion. And we might construct artificial castles without any natural boundary and finally find ourselves unable to get rid of them. and we may be best equipped for our development, but without any nature to explore, we are always at the lost. And of all the worldly things we shall reject to mature our spirituality, we shall hold on to those we need to communicate it. And we should keep in mind that circumstances may change and we will have to reconfigure the way we manifest ourselves. And we shall equip ourselves of what is most updated, not to encounter difficulties with the technically expanding environment. And any physical and mental demandness can only be overcome through a constant practice. And we may not censor the fixed criticism, but we are certainly to censor a criticism that is constantly under development for fear of control. And the safe fields of knowledge we commit ourselves to research, and nothing of the depth we can achieve through our explorative intuition. And one has to compromise between what is legal but hardly achievable and what is illegal but needs to be fastly executed. And the form gets affected once the parameters are executed out of their natural state. And while the material securities can be easily lost because of others, the immaterial securities can be easily gained because of ourselves.